As a squirrel tracking app. So basically you download this app, and whenever you see the squirrel, like you take a picture of the squirrel and it tells you all about the squirrel.
Our squirrels are crazy.
Really?
Most of our power outages are because of our squirrels.
That's the best.
So squirrels are causing power outages?
At a college campus. Wait, has your classes ever been canceled because of squirrels?
Not mine, but some classes have.
That's wonderful.
And we are back with Randomness Chat, and we're talking about squirrels.
I mean, that's some pretty terrorizing squirrels, though, to cancel class. I want to get that email. Class canceled due to squirrels.
Yes.
Some have just been like, we have no internet, so hopefully you can, like, well, I already have the papers out, so you should be okay.
So you have no internet, but they emailed
That's like sending a mail saying that, oh yeah, by the way, you don't have class today. Get 3 days later, it's like, oh, yeah, fucking thanks. Now you tell me.
Half the time, you never knew if you had class or not. You'd go show up, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, we had online classes today. How are we supposed to keep up with online or in person?
I feel that. I didn't find out my one playwriting class was over until I literally got to the door, and there was a sign saying, class canceled. No email, no messages, just it was canceled. And the one we had our class canceled because the one professor actually forgot she taught it on the first day of class.
And didn't you drive like an hour to college at that time?
That was when I was living on campus.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh no, I would have been peeved. I would have been so mad.
Drove an hour to a class. It's like, oh yeah, by the way, we canceled. It's
It
like,
was two and a half
motherfuck.
hours. I went to a different state.
I know. It's like, yeah, imagine that. It just he was like, motherfuck, now I gotta go all the way fucking back home.
I'd be mad. There'd be some words.
Do you feel out of place since you don't go to college?
Yeah.
I actually am glad I did not go to college. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
No gas mask clowns are terrorizing squirrels.
Yes. And that way, also, while you guys are sinking in debt, I'm over here swimming in even less debt than you guys, but it's.
I mean, I'm going into nursing, so it'll only take like 2 years to pay off.
Oh, I'm
oh,
going
yeah.
in.
Right,
you're going into teaching. You ain't never going to pay that off.
She's going to need three jobs to pay off her debt.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's when that OnlyFans comes in handy.
Oh,
hopefully
Jesus.
Hopefully
you can start OnlyFans.
No. Marry into money.
She could do that schoolgirl fetish, though. Instead
she
of doing
can.
That, you could do the teacher.
You know what? There is,
what?
Yeah, there's porns that, like, legit teacher fantasies.
Yeah. I want to be part of the financial manipulation one, where people, like, you talk horrible to them, and they pay you.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one.
No, so literally, there's certain people out there who like to be degraded, so, you literally just sit there and, like, tell them how awful they are, and, like,
is that, like,
you don't even
when,
have...
like, people beat...
No, this is, like, literally over the phone. They have call services for it. So you literally, like, just degrade these people over the phone, and they pay you lots of money to do it.
Fuck, I'll do it for free. Give me someone. That's why I'm broke, because I'll do it for free.
Yeah, it's just...
I don't think I would be able to do it.
You know what? I could.
Or there's this one girl that I used to follow on Instagram. All she had to do, the guy would call her, and she had to just be silent the whole time. Just ignore him the whole time, and she paid him. And he paid her. She just sit there and be silent.
How much?
Phone. I don't know.
I'll do it.
No.
Just to sit there.
Yeah, just to sit there and ignore him.
I have him on speaker. I'll just go do something else.
And there's certain things that you can sell your panties on and get paid for those.
I'm not selling my panties.
You could be a fake psychic. I think they still have those call lines.
That's completely different from the porn we're talking about.
I don't think we're talking about porn if you're being silent on the phone with someone.
No, but it's still a sexual thing.
Is it sexual?
Yeah, he got off on it.
How do you get off?
I don't know how you get off on silence.
Fuck, I can just, be silent over here without paying someone to be silent.
See, this is why you're broke, because you don't charge for these services.
I'm not very good at silence.
I know. That's why you guys do a podcast, just so you can all talk the whole time.
So that way, hopefully they start paying me to talk.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to talk, I'm going to do it, for money.
Yeah.
I mean, no. Half the time, the stuff I say is probably stupid, so.
I mean, that's pretty much this whole podcast.
Yeah.
Right, but, you know, okay, back to the actual introduction, now that we got sidetracked. This randomness chat with myself, Joe, we got Miranda.
I'm Dakota.
Yes, and this is our guest star, Dakota, our first one.
Hi.
Our first guest. How's it feel?
I mean, we all know each other already, so it feels like a regular Saturday night.
You know what? No, it's our first guest. You know, we got a inaugurational...
Okay, you now you have to go run
twice naked. You got to pay me $3,000.
No.
I will take cash.
No, thank
you. Inauguration over. And then you are actually in.
I'm good.
See, me and Miranda didn't have to pay because, you know, we started it. You gotta...
I live here.
But you were sleeping at the time.
You were sleeping.
I'm sorry, I got cut in half so I could raise a human, so that takes a lot of work. I need my naps.
Yeah, no way. I that's what naps. You think.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did you make him for 9 months?
No, I dealt with the person who made him for 9 months. But we're not talking about that today.
Okay, what is our actual topic?
Today, well, it was actually my birthday.
Yay!
Like yesterday. But you guys are going to be hearing this a few days late, so, you know, it's already over.
Yeah.
Say happy birthday.
Yes. So what did you do for your birthday today? Let them know.
Oh, well, let's see. I slept a lot. That was a fun time. I woke up for work.
I wish I could do that.
No, you the real what? Big thing that you did.
I'm getting there. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, after, you know, I went to my kid's doctor and had fun there. And then I went to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Always fun.
Did they poke you in the butthole yet?
No.
Oh.
But Dakota gets poked. Poked in the butthole next week.
You
thanks.
Get poked in the butthole?
I have a colonoscopy.
So they're going to shove a camera up her asshole to take a look at her butthole.
Oh my god.
Okay, so back to my birthday.
Not my butthole.
Even my butthole hasn't been touched.
Not yet.
Oh my god.
Okay, but yeah, then I watched Extreme Midget Wrestling. Or Dwarf Wrestling. I don't know what to call them anymore. I think it's dwarfs.
Midgets.
Well, what did they have it?
Two different ones. So they had like Extreme Dwarfinators Wrestling on like the poster.
Uh huh.
But then like the ring skirt that it covers up underneath the ring says Extreme Midget Wrestling.
Oh. I call them midgets.
I mean, it's just whatever you guys want to call them.
Hey, that's I called cool. them midgets the last time.
But that was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yes. I even got to pose a picture with them at the end.
Oh, yay.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. None of us got sent that picture.
It'll be sent.
Okay.
Don't
sorry,
worry.
You can't see it.
Yeah, I might post it on Twitter or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll plug in Twitter after this, and I'll post everything I got from it. But yeah, bought a $20 mask, a $10 little plushie. I gotta find like a string or something like that to hang them on my car, rearview mirrors. So that way I have a wrestler at all times.
Don't forget your free drink.
I did get a free drink, but they were handing out free drinks already. So I have yet to get a birthday shot, and I am 23 years old.
Well, that's kind of your birthday shot.
No, not if you hand them to everyone else.
Maybe it was everybody else's birthday. You don't know.
Did you tell them it was your birthday?
No, why would I?
Then how are they supposed to know?
Fucking when they checked my ID earlier. My
God. They probably just checked the gear.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, you remember? So the people now only check
people.
People. If there's a 1 or 2.
Yeah. Because if you're born in the 90s, you're automatically over 21.
Yep.
So, they don't gotta check the actual day unless you're in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Now, see, I think they should just check the day anyways. It's nice.
Just so you can get
to know your
birthday shot.
Whole entire yes. birthday.
But hey, aren't we, you know, back to the wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a grand old time. Some guy got mad in the front row.
Why?
So, I bought the ringside package. Mm-hmm. So it was for $30. I got sent in the second row. I'm right there. then there's the VIP package where, you know, they got to sit in the front row and they got a free picture with the wrestlers after the show.
That were midgets?
Yes, they're all midgets. I don't think any of them's above, like, 5'5".
I'm under 5'5", so what is that saying?
Well, they're males, too.
I've dated someone under 5'5". But that doesn't mean they should be midgets.
Well, there is a mini class, too. So there's the midget class, and then they call them, like, the minis.
Yeah, but I think to qualify as a midget on, like, paper, you have to be under 5 feet, or under 4 feet tall.
Yeah, well, I think it's 4'11".
No, it's 4'10".
It's 4'10"? This is where you want to hear your health advice. So, well, either way, like, they had them. They had, like, four, maybe five of them. And they had, like, three taller guys, like, 5 foot and 5 foot, like, two.
Okay.
They call them, like, miniature. Not midgets, but, like, the next size up, like, minis.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so, back to the guy. So, he got mad because a wrestler, they did a suicide dive, which is when you go in between the ropes.
Okay.
And they landed on the guy.
Shouldn't you know that, like, if you're in the front row, you're more than likely going to get hit?
Oh, yeah, no, because I caught a midget.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, like, the midget landed in the chairs right below me. My niece caught him, so I pushed both chairs back up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a feat of strength, let me tell you. I can move midgets. But, no, he got mad because, you know, they did that, and then he was about to fight them.
Why?
I don't know. Then he walked away from the event. It's like, dude, you paid $40.
Now the question is, how do you think everyone imagined this? Do you think them midgets, like, waddling?
No, they can move, Miranda.
they have legs.
They're not penguins. They can actually move.
Well, when you say midgets, I always think of,
this
like,
this is going to get taken down for hate speech.
Miranda, we gotta at least make the few applications that let us on happy.
The co-host said the midgets waddle.
Yep, this one's down. I don't get no money for this one.
Well, okay, the thing is, everyone's going to think of it differently. And, well,
no,
in my
they're not.
Mind,
no one's thinking of it differently.
It's like reading a book. Every person imagines it differently.
No.
I'm pretty sure we know how people walk.
Yes. No, in the book, they tell you how to imagine,
like,
it.
Like, are they waddling because they're chafing or something? Like, what? What's making you think they waddle?
Because that's how small they are.
No. Are you thinking of, like, a baby?
No, I'm thinking them as, like, really fat, like, humans.
Miranda!
And then I just can't really run.
Starting next week, Miranda's not part of this podcast anymore.
Miranda will be suspended for 90 days.
She's going to be suspended for a week.
We only do weekly.
Okay, so let's get back to the actual topic.
Yeah,
before Miranda gets us canceled.
Cancel me for episode 3. Thanks, Miranda. So,
no problem. I'm good at that.
So, yeah, either way, like, he got mad for that. But then, like, before the show, I was sitting there with my friend Brian, who went with me.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know Brian?
Yes.
So, I work with him.
Yeah. Well, he's, like, 6'4", so he's taller than me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're trying to talk about getting in the ring and wrestling.
Oh, God.
And then, like, this dude had a mask, so I went and bought a mask, because mm-hmm. I like the mask. So I put on my mask. He's sitting there, he's like, yeah, let's go. It's like, you and me in the ring? We'll go.
Oh, God.
I'll let you throw me around. I don't care.
That's how Joe ended up in the ER on his birthday.
You know what?
I'm sure there's been worse things that happened.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a superstition about being sick on your birthday, which is the topic for today, and we will get all into that. All right, and we're back. Now, we're going to be talking about birthday traditions and superstitions that people have on birthdays. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
How many of them do you guys think you know?
I didn't know any superstitions.
Probably zero.
Oh, well, there is a ton. I just grabbed some of the best ones.
Okay.
For
yes.
You.
Well, no, they're the best ones. Let me tell you. I scoured the internet for, like, maybe an hour and grabbed the best ones.
Okay.
You know what? Talk about birthday. You get down a dark hole real quickly when you type in weird stuff on birthdays. Yeah, it went down a rabbit hole, and I did not want to know.
I don't think I've had weird birthdays. That's just not...
Do you guys have any weird birthdays?
had three grandpas die around my birthday.
I mean, is it on your birthday? Is it your birthday yourself?
Didn't the one happen on your birthday?
Actually, I think so, and then I just didn't hear about it until after.
Yeah, the day after my birthday. Yeah, that was last year?
Yeah, that was
not good.
No, I cried the whole entire week.
Yes. Yeah. I know, because I think I had to call you. Maybe. I had to call you about one of them because Crystal couldn't.
That's very possible.
Yeah, your mom said no. So I'm sitting there, like, I'll just call her.
Had grandpa die a week before my birthday. Had another grandpa die the day before my birthday.
That was the one I called you on, I think.
And then a great-grandpa die on my birthday.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to be talking about dying yet, so we got some stuff we're getting into. So, first thing we're going to do is talk about birthday traditions.
Cake and ice cream.
Traditions around the world.
Oh, I think I watched a video on this about, like, different cakes they have around the world. Because doesn't Canada have, like,
oh, we're not talking about cake? Just cake.
Oh, I like cake. Dang. I like ice cream. I'm so excited.
So, the first one.
Some people don't even
happens
have ice
in Switzerland.
Okay.
And
I don't get to guess this time?
No, we're not guessing.
I think that's way too broad of a topic.
Yeah, no.
It's like, okay, Miranda, what countries do this?
But no, well, we got
Joey
this.
Joey had me guess states last time.
Yeah, that's 50, not, you know, what, 200?
And I still couldn't remember all the 50.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that debacle again. So back to the actual topic.
Okay.
Circle around. Switzerland. They have a thing where a clown will stalk you on your birthday.
Oh, no.
Someone dresses up as a clown and stalk you on your birthday.
No.
That's kind of creepy. Isn't that, like, when those clowns...
Back in, like, 2016? Yeah. Like, 16?
You can't do that. How would they know the difference?
You can't do that in the U.S. People go after you.
Yeah, no.
They were chasing you with the
baseball bat.
They
literally canceled Ronald McDonald because of that debacle in 2016.
Yeah, no, it's a real thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
People are scared of clowns?
It'd be even better.
Oh, gosh. Okay, next one. That one is
that one's a little
no-go.
Scary.
Yeah.
I know what to do for your next birthday, Dakota.
Oh, no.
Carry a baseball bat.
Yeah. I'm going to carry my dad. Be like, Dad, help me. Help me.
He's going to be dressed up as the clown.
That's just rude.
So, now this one. This one's my favorite. Well, one of my favorites. Got quite a few of these.
Okay.
This one happens in Russia.
Oh, okay.
This one's an interesting one. So, apparently, ghosts return your stolen items in around your birthday. So, like, let's say if your kids are being bad, you take an item, like, a little bit before their birthday. And if they're behaving around their birthday, you return the item, but they count it as ghost.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So it's like a real messed up Santa.
Yes.
Real messed up.
But besides, well, I mean, they're both dead. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, I mean.
Spoiler alert for anyone who didn't know.
That is kind of cool, though. I like that one.
Yeah, for parents. I'm not a parent, though, so I don't care.
You know what? I'd be kind of salty.
Just don't take my stuff away.
Oh, yeah. If you're a bad child, they do. And then the ghosts return it.
Good thing I'm a good child.
I mean, I'm fucking not what I've heard.
Okay, next one. We're not gonna talk about that.
This one's fine. This one happens in Denmark.
Okay.
It's about cake.
Ooh.
So what they do is they have a cake that looks like a gingerbread man, and then they behead in front of all the children.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Because. Yes. And then children actually freak out.
That reminds me of, like...
I would wonder why!
And then, like, after they're done freaking out, everyone can, like, pick their parts of the gingerbread man they want. They, like, dissect it.
That's, like, the scene from Shrek when they, like, broke his leg off. It's like, do you know the Muffin Man?
Oh, the gumdrop buttons!
Not my buttons! Not the gumdrop buttons!
Yes. That one's on.
Shrek is actually based in Denmark, and it was Lord Farquaad's birthday.
Actually, there is.
No, I'm just going to have to say it.
Yeah, there is actually a thing where, like, Shrek's based in around that area. Because, you know, all the accents, everything.
Yeah.
But we're going to move on.
You know where
Vietnam.
They're from?
No.
Far, far away.
Denmark's pretty far away from me, to be honest.
Her parents live in far, far away.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he lives in a swamp.
That's where she's from.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Shrek.
What if...
Okay.
Well, Shrek lives in Denmark, but her parents live here in the United States, and that's technically far, far away, and they have to, you know, travel to the United States.
Shrek would have to live in America.
Why would Shrek live in America?
I mean, they didn't take a boat to get to her parents' house.
I feel...
Well, what if it happened before the ice bridge collapsed?
Because they...
Over in Alaska.
That's...
Russia to Alaska.
Okay, next one, because this is time for a different show.
Yes. We'll do
the origins of Shrek.
We'll do some conspiracy theories, I believe, in a later episode if Miranda doesn't get us canceled. But Vietnam.
Okay.
They all have the same birthday. They celebrate the same day.
Really?
Yes. Can you guys guess what day? I won't even require a date. Just what's it called?
What do you mean, what's it called?
Like, they have a special day, and it's called... something.
Birthday.
No. We celebrate here in America.
4th of July.
Miranda, no one else celebrates the 4th of July.
I know.
I said, we celebrate it too.
That's what we... Oh, I didn't hear that too.
I don't know. Is it like Christmas or something?
It is New Year's Day.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
The older generations of Vietnam people celebrate all the birthdays the same day on New Year's.
Huh.
Then that means they don't... Well, there is no birthday.
Well, they all have, like, when they're born. And the newer generations has taken over, like, our... You know, have separate days.
Okay.
But, like, the older generations and stuff like that all celebrate it on New Year's Day.
Hmm. So, does that mean they only get cake, like, once?
Yes. Well, you get cake whenever you want. You don't need it for a birthday. Cake.
Yeah, but how many times do you actually make a cake when whenever there's nothing?
Whenever I want cake.
See, I'm not a cake person. I'm more of an ice cream person.
Same.
Yeah, well, you know... I'm more of a cookie person, so that's...
So, next topic.
Yeah. No.
Or next country? Yeah,
no, we got one more.
Okay.
And then this is in New Delhi. Okay. I want you guys to try to guess what this one is, because this is fucking wild.
How am I supposed to guess that if it's freaking wild?
Birthdays?
It is about a birthday.
Okay.
They'd behead the child if they were bad.
No. That'd be kind of fun, but no.
Oh my gosh!
They give bread out to all the people on that birthday.
That'd be a lot of bread throughout the year. If you think
so,
I think of Delhi as in the...
Do you know where New Delhi is? Can you give me a...
On the other side she's of the
here,
world.
She's over here thinking, Delhi meat, bread, sandwich.
They throw their children off the roof.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
What?
Not even joking. Like, within the first 3 months of the children being alive, let me find the building real quick. That's why I saved the website. They throw their children off the roof of a temple.
Do like they, like, land on,
oh,
like,
I want you to be Santa Claus.
Do they, like, so land on cement?
What happens is some believers toss infants off the roof of the Baba Umar Durga Shrine. I just butchered that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then they get caught in a bedsheet or a net, which is held by one of the parents.
What if the parent has really bad aim?
No!
Ah, shit, we should have did a little more to the left.
I could not imagine.
I was like, well, at least I get to sleep
probably
now.
Probably, like, the people that are extras. Not extras, but...
Extras?
No, like, in a movie.
Stunt doubles?
Yeah. You don't really know if they're going to land on the...
They usually do.
Platform. Yeah, they usually have a very big platform, not just one little bed sheet held by one parent.
Not like a belt sheet or a net held by a parent, and then it's like, here you go.
Maybe they just forgot a little extra.
They forgot what? An extra Beshi? An extra parent, maybe? Can we have three parents over here? Well, speaking of which, if one parent's throwing the kid off the roof, there's one parent down on the ground. Who's on the other side of the bed sheet?
Probably like a preacher or something, or whoever is in charge.
What the fuck is letting these people throw their kids?
Have you ever seen how some people like baptize their kids?
Do you think
they like full on body slam them in like water?
I would body slam my kid in the water before I throw him off the temple of New Delhi. I'm just going to be honest.
That's true.
Do y'all think they could play softball then if they can catch their kid in a?
Well, no, it's not like they're just tossing the kid. I think they just kind of drop him.
I was meaning, like, more of a good catcher. Like, you gotta look up, and then you gotta
position. What is the wind factoring
in? I mean, what if it is really windy that day?
You never know.
Then it's probably canceled till tomorrow. It's probably... Let's be honest here.
You were born on a really windy day, so we gotta do it.
Well, they don't do it the same day they're born. They just, within, I think, 3 months. I kind of quickly read through that one because I was laughing so hard, but yeah.
My kid's too small to do that. My baby's, like, really tiny.
Oh, no, they'll do it around our kid's age, 4 months.
He's so for sure. Small.
Okay, now we're going to be moving on to some superstitions.
Easy for you to say.
It's not.
Superstitions.
Can you say it five times really fast real quick?
Sounds like you're saying superstitions, like soup.
Superstition.
What about you, Dakota? Say it five times really quickly.
No, thank you.
No. Superstition.
Okay, right. Actually, to the next one.
Yeah, to the actual superstitions on birthdays. For you guys who don't know what superstitions are, they're, you know, things that people believe that in, like, good fortune. Like, if you open up a knife, you have to close that knife.
That's a big one.
Another one is that if you blow all your candles out on your birthday, that means your wish will come true if you don't tell other people. That's a superstition, too.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Well, we got some other ones. And these are kind of crazy. So, let's see. This one is baking stuff into the cake. For people to find as a sign of good fortune.
I'm scared.
So, like, you can put, like, a ring in the cake to bake it.
Well, they have Somebody's gonna eat that.
Well, it's supposed to be in good luck.
Well, they have that one thing. I don't remember.
You're gonna choke on it.
I don't remember what country it is.
You're just gonna take a big bite and then go.
Do you just swallow the whole? Do you not chew?
Well, there's this one country that has, like, this porridge thing, and they put, like, I think it's a walnut in it, and if you find the walnut, you're supposed to be, like, the next person to get married.
Well, this one is, you know, for good fortune for the year.
So, what do you do with the stuff in the cake? Like, set it to the side, or?
Well, yeah, no, I think you'd have it. I would imagine. I didn't really read that much into that one. That wasn't as interesting to me. I just thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, for you guys who don't know, I'm just going to kind of read off the ones I really like, and the other ones I'm going to kind of guess.
Told you the ones that you like, not the ones that are really good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Throwing children off the roof is not cool enough for you, Miranda. I'll try harder next time.
Thank you.
Okay, so this next one is only done in a certain country.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you guys what it is. You guys got to guess the country.
Okay.
This one.
You told me I wasn't supposed to do that.
Well, I guess we changed the rules.
So okay. Just for this one.
Okay.
We're going to do it. This one, whenever it's your birthday, they pull on your ear as a sign of good luck.
Italy.
Yes.
Really? Wow.
I'm not even joking. It is Italy.
Wow.
She never gets these right.
Wow, Miranda.
How did you figure that one out? Or did you just kind of take a wild guess? Or did you read off the...
I really wanted Italy.
Did you just read the notes?
I definitely did not read those.
Yeah, good. I didn't send you guys notes because I wanted you guys to kind of be shocked by some of these.
Miranda over here being a professional.
But yeah, no, they say the longer the earlobe, the longer you live.
Oh, wow. So people with like really big gauges are going to live forever.
Yeah.
No, those are gross though.
I have gauges.
Yeah, she does.
But you don't open them.
I can. I can take it out right now. She's a little hole in
the You know what? Let's not take it out. We'll get onto the track of Italy.
Okay, so go ahead.
But yeah, so what they do is, like, they'll pull on your ear on your birthday. And so that way your earlobe will grow.
Can that be a kink?
I think it is a kink. And we'll discuss more about kinks in a later episode.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm hoping that one we get a porn star on.
We are going to have a porn star on. So,
there will be a porn star someday.
Yeah. We do have a porn star coming, so.
Yeah, we got some work, so some other.
We hope so.
Got some works and for some other guests.
We hope so.
But yeah, that one's going to be fun. Just, you know, spoilers for what's coming up.
Okay, next one.
So this one is that you're not supposed to be married. Well, get married on your birthday.
I'm too selfish to do that. Yeah. I want my birthday presents and I want my wedding present.
I just wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't it be an anniversary present, not a wedding present?
Yeah.
I get married on Halloween, but not on my birthday.
I would not get married on any day that just holds real significant value to myself personally.
Well, they say if you get married on
really too significant.
It is, because it's my favorite holiday for me, so I'm not going to get married on Halloween.
And they say if you get married on a holiday, you're more likely to get divorced.
Oh, then I won't get married on a holiday.
Yeah, but, you know.
Plus, sorry, I'm not coming to your wedding. I'm going to take my kid trick-or-treating so I can steal his candy.
Well, I mean, they do both.
I am taking my kid trick-or-treating because I want the Reese's cups. He can't have them this year, so I'm going to take them.
I'm going to take some, too.
Actually, I would say I probably won't be married until he's older, but I think I want to get married before 18 years.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Within 18 years?
Yeah.
Aren't you like 20 now? 19?
I think she means like 18 years from now.
Yeah, aren't you like 20, 19? So you want to get married like when you're like 30 something?
I said hopefully before then.
Oh. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, but you know.
If not, you could just get a whole bunch of cats. Live alone there.
No, I don't
think that's life.
More of a monkey or a rabbit person.
I think a monkey would be horrible.
You know, okay, I thought they're really bad. Back to birthday superstitions and not about how we're going to die alone with our bunnies, monkeys, and cats.
Oh my. So this one is only believed by Pennsylvania Germans. You ready for this?
Yes.
It is thought of that you should eat a donut on your birthday for a sign of good luck.
I can get down with that one. I can get down.
I need to eat more donuts, I guess.
Yeah.
On your birthday. You got to eat one donut on your birthday.
Only one?
Only one.
You missed the chance. You don't get
like a whole baker's dozen.
Did it specify that?
Yes, it did. Birthday. It did actually specify.
Does it have to be like a specific donut? Like, you know, like a plain cake donut?
No, it's whatever donut you want, but you have to eat on your birthday.
I'm going to use that as an excuse every year to go to Dunkin' now.
It's my birthday! I need a donut!
Yes.
Dunkin' should give you free donuts on your birthday.
I'm pretty sure if it's a Wednesday, you buy a drink and then you get a free donut.
As if you have the app, though, and pay for it through the app.
I don't want to do all that.
Yeah, that's too much work.
I'm too lazy for that. Mm-hmm.
All right, and then I got one more for you guys.
Okay. I wonder if I want a donut.
I want a donut. I might get one tomorrow.
I'm down.
But yeah, this last one, this one's kind of fun. I'm going to be honest with you. It's crazy, but it's fun. I would get down with it.
Yeah.
So in Asian cultures, when you turn 60 or 61, there's a debate. Mm-hmm. You supposedly can start your life over from when you were a baby. You'd wear, I believe it's red, a red coat and a red hat, and you'd start your life completely over.
Like how?
Like, you know, you'll be retired so you don't have to worry about work or anything, and you get to experience being a child again.
Huh.
How?
Be childlike?
Wah, wah, I need help, wah, wah.
No, I would imagine it's like a grown, like a more adult child that could take care of themselves, but you know. Around 60.
Let's go party! Yeah!
That's a young adult. Let's find a happy medium here. But no, like, when you are, like, playing around when you're a kid.
So it's basically that like you have the idea of you're retired so you don't have to work like an adult. You mostly probably have, like, your houses and stuff already paid off.
Yeah,
so
you're an elderly man or woman. So
you kind of just get to go do what you enjoy doing.
Yeah. So it's, like, starting over again.
Huh.
And they would wear a red coat and a red hat and stuff like that.
Huh.
So they knew that you were 60?
Well, that you're over 16, you restarted your life over.
Oh.
It's kind of cute. It's not a full-on that throwing our kids off the roofs or chasing people around with clowns.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those are more fun.
Those are not.
I mean, some of them are. I would get behind paying someone to dress up like a clown to chase you.
60-year-old man trying to play in the rain doesn't sound fun.
Well, you know what? It's not for you.
I'm down with the donut.
It's not for you.
I still might be playing in the rain when I'm 60, but I don't want to see it.
And then
until I'm 60.
And you know what? I'm going to give you guys a surprise one.
Okay.
This one, you guys can try to guess the country again.
Okay.
I'll let you guys know it's a European country.
Okay.
That makes it harder.
How? I just narrowed it down to one continent.
Because now I can actually think of European.
Okay, so what is it?
So, if you are 30, a male, and single, people will hurl trash at you while you sweep stairs.
Scotland.
No.
China.
That's Asia.
I told you to think about where it was.
To be fair, they're kind of like connected. So.
That's why it was harder.
To give her some semblance.
Italy. Wait, I already said Italy.
You already said Italy.
I said Scotland. That was wrong.
Finley.
No.
You mean Finland?
Finland.
Like Finley? Like the wrestler? I mean,
wait, he's really not called Finley?
Finley's no. In Ohio.
Yeah,
but he's also a wrestler.
Finley.
Finland. It's Finland.
I know what she meant.
Yeah.
But you know, no.
Oh.
Finley's not part of this podcast.
No.
If he wants to be, hook us up on Anchor. We'll make it work.
I was never good at geography. I will remind you, I'm not good
okay,
at geography.
Okay, so what? Where is it?
Germany.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes. So, it's a long-standing custom for unwed German men to spend their first day, fourth decade on Earth, sweeping stairs at City Hall.
Their fourth decade? Then wouldn't that be when they're 40?
Yeah, I think this one messed up, but I think it's 30. We're going to say 30. But yeah, no, it'd be the fourth. You got 0 to 10.
Yeah.
10 to 20.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, it is. Yeah, no, this website messed up.
I can do math.
I cannot.
Wait, what?
Neither can this person who wrote this article. So I'll make sure to add it in the end so that way you guys know that this person can't do math. But, yeah, no. So, like, they sweep the town hall steps while the friends that hurl trash at them. And that way, like, women who are passed by know that that person's single.
But why would you want someone who's covered in trash?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that stink?
Yo, Tinder's just a little easier.
Well, you know, this is birthday superstitions.
Tinder is also, you can get killed.
I got a baby and an engagement out of Tinder, so.
I'm sure not a lot of people get that.
You never know.
And if they do, I bet you they probably don't get the guy, they get the baby.
I mean,
same.
Yeah.
I'm not married right now, so I guess I do just have a baby.
You do just have a baby right now, nothing else. Mm-hmm. So.
But you are getting married.
You are getting married, yes.
In 2022. To the baby daddy.
No, 2023.
2023.
Yes.
Luckily, to the baby daddy.
Yes.
Yep.
But yeah, the.
Good for y'all.
Two websites I used is ranker.com. And howstuffworks.com. Huh. That was kind of fun. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah.
Get to learn a lot more. Let me just say, I'm going to hurl my baby off of a roof now.
No, you are not.
No, I can't hurl the baby off the roof?
No, because that's my baby.
Our baby, if we're going to start.
No, you're not tossing my baby off a building.
All right, Meredith, what do you think's your favorite one?
My favorite one?
Yes, you had to think about it.
I mean, Italy.
Italy? What did they do again?
I got it right.
The tug on your ear. How about I just start tugging on your ear, Miranda? Is that what you like? Is that your weird kink?
No, I'm not getting anything from it.
Nothing? We'll make sure your boyfriend knows you don't get anything from that credit.
I mean, it might be different if he does it.
Wow. All right, Dakota, which one's your favorite?
Probably the German one where you throw trash at the unwed man.
Wow. Okay. And then I personally like the clowns.
No.
Or beheading a cake that looks like a gingerbread man in front of little children as they scream.
Yeah, that one, I forgot about that one.
Yes, that would be my favorite. Any last words on this topic?
No. Birthdays are a
little... I feel like that could be scary. Yeah. A lot of them can be scary.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not supposed to be...
I mean, can you imagine...
We're not looking for normal traditions. We're looking for the weird ones.
You just imagine somebody randomly pulling on your earlobe.
I mean, if you, three people already pulled on my earlobe that day, I'm going to be kind of salty right there. As I quit pulling on my ears.
Yeah.
And then if you do like it as a kink...
Your ears going to be turned on all day.
Oh, God.
I was up there, I was like, pull this earlobe. It's my birthday. It's like, wasn't it your birthday last week? Birthday part two. Let's go.
Oh, gosh. Now come at me, baby.
Man. All right. So that is birthday superstitions and traditions all done. Now, the real question is, how many of them is going to be my birthday party tomorrow?
None.
Are you even getting cake?
No, I'm getting cookies. I wanted cookies this year.
And that's on Sunday.
Yes. But we are going to, what is it? We're going to a barbecue place.
Yes.
Tomorrow. And that's going to be fun.
Yes.
I got ice cream.
You know, I'm hoping that, you know, I thought it was my birthday and they give me a little cake.
Oh, like Ryan's? I love Ryan's. You know, I still remember Ryan's thing.
Please don't sing it. I might have to pay them. Don't you dare.
Aren't they bankrupt?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to find this podcast. I got to pay them. Shush it. That's all you get right there.
Someone went to Ryan's a lot for their birthday.
Yes.
I love Ryan. Yes. And then every time they sung it, I sung it with them, even if it wasn't my birthday or anybody around me I knew.
Well, now all you got in Golden Corral, and the only thing you're getting on your birthday is probably shot, since that's all what happens to people who work at this Golden Corral.
You know, you probably will get some kind of disease.
No, so far people have only been shot and stabbed.
Well, by us, yes.
Yeah.
That's not for every single one.
I wonder if that happens, like, to other people's Golden Corrals.
Getting shot and stabbed?
Yeah.
I'm probably.
Yeah.
Probably, like, down by Cleveland?
Maybe. I don't really look up how many Golden Corrals do people get shot at.
Well, maybe that should be a new segment.
I know. That's going to take a lot of time. I feel like pouring it into.
What fast food restaurants has the most shootings?
Yeah, I don't feel.
Stay away from.
No, people will do just like me, and we're going to guess. Guess who gets shot?
Well, as long as it's not me, I guess I can keep on talking.
Yes, unfortunately. So.
Hey!
Wow.
That's rude.
Well, you know, I don't know what you want from me. It's still my birthday.
No, it's not.
We're past it now.
Haha, I can be mean to you.
Yeah, you saw me for like 3 minutes on my birthday.
Not my fault you came home late.
And your best friend didn't even say happy birthday to
me. I know, but don't worry, I'll get him. It's cool.
Text him right now. So you remember what yesterday was?
No, I'm going to text him in the morning. You know, during normal people hours.
We're up at this time all the time during the weekends.
Not my best friend. You know, he works.
Yeah, I know. I work with him too.
Yeah, sis. I want him to get sleep so he can go to work.
Nah. Are for losers.
All right. So, birthdays. Miranda, how would you feel about Killer Clowns coming after you for your birthday? It's in October. We can make it happen.
Oh, wow.
That is true. No.
How about sexy clowns? We'll make that happen.
So they're chasing after you, but Pony by Genuine is playing in the background.
Your Pony!
No! Anything
and you're going here, ticket, ticket, ticket! Fucking horns!
I think I would only want one clown.
Stripper clown.
Stripper clowns.
No, more like a porn star clown.
A porn star?
They have the little red nose on their...
On their penis, yes. Yeah. Right on the dick.
Talking about my porn star.
He can't have the red nose on his dick.
How big of a red nose do you need?
Tell him to stop.
Y'all keep asking me that question.
We want to know.
I can just show you.
I would prefer you not to show
me. Yeah, I prefer you know, just tell us when to stop.
It's not actually showing you.
Is it
through gray sweatpants? Is that
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Fucking loser.
I love the gray sweatpants trend. What do you mean?
Yeah, you got to take an actual picture of it. It's like, ding!
Do you realize how many pair of gray sweatpants you own?
Two.
Yeah.
I know how many I own.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I used to go to the gym. I got to actually go back.
Why is it only gray sweatpants?
I have no idea.
No, it's all colors of sweatpants, just gray is
the most popular. Was the gray sweatpant challenge.
No, because one of my pairs was black and you still see it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Well, have you, you know, seen red sweatpants that often?
Yes.
Yeah, you can still see it. Yeah. We're talking about dicks, people.
What's new?
This is very important stuff. This is the stuff you tune in for. So,
if you want to show it, get sweatpants.
Oh, I thought you were about to say just.
I was scared where that was going to.
Gray
just find me on Instagram.
Gray? No. Gray sweatpants. That's what we were talking about. Gray sweatpants.
I still want to know when we need to stop for porn star because, like, I'm just curious.
Oh, no. I think it's like this. It's like,
oh my gosh.
Fucking pulls it out. You're going to look.
Get a black eye if he moves too fast.
That's what big titty people have to do.
Instead of people who like hide their dick under a washcloth to be sexy, they have a whole sheet.
They gotta do a whole beach towel.
Might as well just be God.
Like what? No, we're not getting to God's dick. Okay, this is.
Oh
not,
yeah, when we had that conversation. Yeah,
no, that's a different time. That's a different time. Mm-hmm. We'll talk all about God's dick.
I mean, if it's just that big, you might as well.
Well, how big is it, Miranda?
Well, no. We're gonna save that for another episode.
We're gonna ask him. Oh my goodness!
No, we're gonna ask Miranda how big.
No,
God's dick will be at another episode.
Okay. You might as well ask him. I mean, you
can I'm not going
him.
To. You're not I'm not going to ask him.
Why not?
No, we're not making that a true thing. So.
As long as he doesn't listen to this part.
Oh, no, we're listening. No, he has to listen to the whole thing.
No, he shouldn't listen to this part.
You know, he's probably going to listen to get a background on what the show's about, right?
Yeah,
he has to listen to it to get the background.
I mean, he really
well, I mean,
doesn't.
That Dakota doesn't. She does.
I've already told him all it is literally
I'm
conversations.
I'm always tired. What do you mean?
Yes.
Conversations and stupid stuff.
Yes.
That's basically it.
They're just going to be surprised?
Yes. Yes.
First question, how big's your dick?
Oh, goodness.
Is that appropriate? Yes, it's my podcast.
I'm so sorry. You actually agree.
And then he hangs up.
And that's the end of that one, guys.
Hopefully you still see me tomorrow. Please let me know if you're okay.
No, I'll get some questions for him. It will be a Q&A. We'll figure that one out.
Oh, goodness.
So, Miranda, do you have any take-backs, cutaways, apologies? To me for being mean to me the day after my birthday.
It's the day after your birthday. It doesn't matter.
It still matters. It's my birthday weekend.
No, it's not. That's not how that's gonna go.
It's the first time I've been off all weekend for my birthday.
Because you're off the weekends.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Your birthday was literally yesterday.
Birthday weekend.
Oh, goodness.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Congratulations.
Well, yes. I am so happy. I really am.
I bet you are.
We're just going to go out to dinner tomorrow without him.
Okay.
Let him enjoy his birthday weekend.
Well, I will.
With the baby.
Yes. You get Gray the whole weekend.
I'll drop him off.
You dropping it off, too.
Ears, gone, Karen. Have the kid. Okay. So, cutaways. Take back. Apologies.
I'm Miranda. Not apologizing.
Okay. Any cutaways?
Cutaways.
Do you want to, you know, tell people your Instagram if they want to get in contact with you, or do you just want to keep them private? Our whole five listeners?
I guess so. So, all the five listeners.
It might be more next week. Hopefully maybe. We can get up to 10.
Okay, maybe.
That's the goal. More. If we get up to 10 listeners, I'll kick Miranda in the shin.
Oh, no, you will not. But if you want to find
and me... We'll post it on her Instagram.
No.
10 listeners.
No.
Oh, my God.
That is not happening.
Well, if we get up to 15 listeners, we'll have Joe do the gray sweatpants challenge.
I don't think people want to see that one.
Only you want to see that.
No, I'm just saying, if he's going to make you do something, then we got to make him do something.
No, he's starting to... Kick me in my shit.
How about we have him where you throw him into a door again?
Okay.
Because you can toss him into a door.
But no, first we're going to do the 10-mile mark, and then we'll see where we're at. And then we might do 20.
Okay.
I'll do it for 20.
Then she's tossed you into a door.
Yes. If we get 20 listeners, I will get tossed into a door. But I still get to kick her in the shin no matter if we pass.
Oh, my God. That's not how that should go.
You have to do it after she tosses you in the door, though.
No. I know. It's the shin first, and then the
door. No, because she needs...
I am a runner.
Yeah, and I'm going to kick you in the shin.
Oh, goodness.
So, Instagram, Miranda.
Y'all heard this. If I'm bad at running, it's because of him.
Yeah, well, I'll kick you in the shin on the weekend. So
if I never become Olympic.
You are going to become one anyways. Don't blame me.
I never become Olympic runners because of
Joey. Don't blame me. You are going to become one anyways.
It's because of Joey.
A kick in the shin you don't need.
Oh, goodness.
I need both of them.
What's your strong leg? Your right leg or your left leg?
If you actually kick it, like, break my leg, and then, like, somehow all the way off where I have to get an amputee, I can go to a Special Olympics.
Okay. For 50 listeners, I'll cut Miranda's leg off.
Oh, my God.
That is not real. That is not real.
50 listeners, people. How many listeners does it take for me to cut off your leg?
No, stop it. How many people are there in the world?
I think like 7 billion.
The exact amount of how many people are in the world.
Everyone is listening.
Yes.
There's a lot of swearing in here. I don't think they should have their little kids listen to this.
Well, it looks like you're never going to chop off my leg. Sorry.
Oh, okay, so your Instagram.
It'll be a dream.
My Instagram is merpanda1001.
1001. Okay. Dakota, do you have a Twitch, Instagram?
I have a Twitch. It's just DakotaStorm97.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Anything you want to tell the fans? Any take backs?
No, I'm good.
Apologies?
For what?
Not letting me cut off Miranda's leg.
No! Why would we? No!
For having me get tossed into a door for 20 listeners?
I can't even tell you if I actually would be in the Special Olympics.
No, you might be. You're special, aren't you not?
No, that's why I need my leg chopped off.
Okay, I think Joe needs some apologies now. So, take backs. Apologies.
All right, I apologize for the whole dwarf community for Miranda thinking that you waddle everywhere. That's where we'll start.
Sorry. But you can just imagine it. It would be fun. Waddle, waddle, waddle.
Miranda,
waddle,
waddle, you can waddle. All sit there, apologize, and then go back to making fun of them again. That takes apart the whole apology. Say sorry to them right now.
Sorry, I'm laughing my head off.
Oh, man. And then, of course, you can follow me on Twitch at RetroJ19 or on Twitter at JoeViok. And that is it for Randomness Chad. Anyone else?
Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. That was... our latest episode of Randomness Chat. You can, of course, find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, where you can give us a 5-star review and subscribe, so that way you guys are always updated to your latest episodes.
You can talk to us on Anchor or find us on social media.
Yeah, if you guys talk to us on Anchor, give us some ideas of what we can do for shows, because it is a lot to try to figure out what you guys might like, what you guys might not like.
And it's random.
It is very random, so it could be literally be about anything.
We've talked about probably everything once before, so don't be shy.
Yeah, no, yeah, we'll go anywhere that you guys will let us go. Yeah. Do you have any last words of endearment for
this? Let's see.
All right, make sure you tell your friends about us, so that way they can also listen in.
Yeah, that might be important.
Yes, it is very important.
Y'all have a nice day, and try to make a new, what did we do this round?
We talked about birthdays.
Make a new superstition or...
Don't do that. Don't do that. You just have a nice day. We don't need to be talking about people trying to make their own superstitions for birthdays.
Do something.
You can get in contact with us and talk about your favorite superstitions and what your family believes.
Sure.
There we go. That's what we can do.
There you go.
We are out.
Bye.